Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Hey, Merry Christmas. We're starting the month off real very early in the month, but I like just celebrating everyday Christmas. In fact, I'm going to do something like the Europeans do. On the first day of Christmas is December 25th, I'm going to celebrate it all the way to January the 6th. You know, that's not just a song. They literally do that.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I heard.
I did not know that. And I learned that about 6 months ago, and I thought, hey, that's a blessing of God.
How are you going to celebrate it? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Just act Christmassy, I guess you could say.
Okay.
You know, is that all right?
Yeah, I think the whole month is good, too.
Me too.
We're starting early.
Let's start early and just knock
the whole
thing out.
We've already got the decorations up in the Studio C.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you love God?
Wow. Well, it's hard not to love someone who is so wonderful.
Right.
And once I didn't really know, I knew about him growing up, but once I knew him.
I know why you love God.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, why?
His word. I see you reading his word. You get up every morning, you read his word.
Yeah, that's.
You study, naturally for your sermons, common sense that, but you read his word.
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about today. St. John 14. This is the words of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, St. John chapter 14, verse 23. 23. Jesus answered and said
23.
Unto him.
You didn't give me time to get there.
Yeah, get there. I'm just reading King James. If a man love me, he will keep my words. Mm. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So you don't live by yourself.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You're not by yourself, even when I am traveling somewhere and you're not with me.
That's right.
That's amazing. And the reason why you love him, you may not realize that, because that word of God causes that to happen. I want to keep reading. Mm-hmm. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Now, I know Jesus was talking to them, but he's also talking to us. Let me go back to verse 23 again. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode in him. Mm. Now look at verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Now we already have this now. He shall teach you all things, so you're not a dummy. He will teach all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That's why I take that personally. I remember it. Then he said, peace, verse 27, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, so you didn't earn it. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that is such powerful, powerful words. Now, and so that's the reason why you love the Lord. Because you keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They're not suggestions. I want to go to chapter 15, then we'll go back to 14 in a minute, where it says verse 10 of chapter 15 of St. John, if you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, people ask me all the time, why do you have so much joy? Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
What verse are you at there?
That is St. John chapter 15, verses 10 and 11. So the reason why you love the Lord, number one, is that you keep his words and you read his word. Mm-hmm. And from doing that, it's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You could just go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I love that. You know, just what God... If you could spell, instead of spelling G-O-D, I think I heard Brother Copeland preach on this. It's really, his name is love. He defines what love is.
Well, God is
and
love.
We know about that. Love. Bible says, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. We are taught to love by the one who is love.
So in other words, if the word of God is shed abroad in your heart, the love of God, then there's not a crack or a crevice that the love of God is not inside.
That
you.
It can't reach if you allow it to.
Yeah.
That's the big key right there.
And that's why we live for the Lord on a daily basis and not a Sunday basis.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in other words, we look forward to getting into his presence, whether it's going to church, whether it's a daily devotion, Whether it's just walking around and all of a sudden the thought comes to your mind, you go, oh, I just love you, Lord, just thank you. Those kind of different things. Jesus was saying those things. So you have within you this Holy Spirit, this comforter. Now, I ask you the question that are watching. How come you're not in comfort? Because you've received the spirit of religion instead of receiving the comforter, the Holy One. The Comforter, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. You can keep going on. That goes back into the Old Testament.
Yeah,
and it's just such a blessing. That doesn't mean trouble don't come in life. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have crazy days. Call it what you want. But Christ in you, not on you, not around you, but in you, the hope of glory. So I keep those commandments, and they're not grievous to me. That's another verse. Yeah. I mean, I can go forever on this, you know.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, Lord, what would I talk about today? And I'm going to tell you something. I noticed something. When you get into the Christmas holidays, people are nicer. You know why? Because they're thinking of Jesus. They're thinking of his words, because in the beginning was the Word was God. And all of a sudden you see people walking around that even may not know him as a personal Savior. Mm-hmm. But there's a niceness about him because they feel comfortable. You see, it may not be in them, but it's around them. But boy, when you get the comfort in you, and watch this. He will guide you in all truth. Now, I'm going to say something that might make somebody mad. Very hard to make a mistake when you're being guided by the Holy Spirit. We all have made mistakes only because we got fleshy.
Yeah.
But if we crucify the flesh daily instead of Sunday, we don't fulfill that. So that's why my joy remains.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of junk. Boy, and I have been royally persecuted in my life, you know, my God. But I just smile. I just keep going, glory to God. Why? Because his word is in me.
You abide in him.
Yeah. What do you think?
And so I was thinking about the way that you know him is when you spend time with him, like in the morning, like you said, I get in the word and I pray, Lord, lead me today. And, you know, it's very similar. I can compare it like when you and I are talking in the morning, we'll say, well, what are we going to do today? And so we make a plan. But in the same way, you get before the Lord and he gives you a plan. Now, you may not hear exact words that moment, but you have given him your day. And so throughout the day, you trust him to lead and guide you by his Spirit.
Right.
And sometimes, at least for me, I don't realize that I was led by the Spirit till after something happens. I said, oh, that was God leading me to do that or to say that or to call that person or to pray that prayer because something else was.
Well,
God is orchestrating so many things, and he's looking for those that love him to be sensitive to his voice, to hear him, and to obey him. And if that may be a prayer, it may be a phone call, it may be an action that you do, it may be that you just take the time to meditate on him so that he can strengthen you. Because something ahead is coming. But it's especially important now during this. I know we've stepped into the Christmas season. As you see, we're decorating ourselves a little
bit. The holiday season, we call it the Christmas season.
Christmas season. But this is a time when everybody around us, around the world, is more sensitive to the things of God, I believe. And they decorate, whether they realize it or not, some do, some don't. They're really celebrating what the love of God, how God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, as a baby. And he lived a sinless life and he died on the cross to pay the price for mankind's sin. And he ransomed us, rescued us, so that we can have a wonderful life. And
how did
a life of
us?
Celebration. He ransomed us when we believe in him because of the blood that was shed on the cross. He died on the cross.
And?
He was buried and he rose again.
Ah, that's the key.
And the fact that he rose and that cross is no longer, it's an empty cross, is a sign to the world that Jesus is still alive and he is working in the earth through his people. And we have to be sensitive to that. And
well, it don't get no better, Christmas and Easter. Come on, son. He ransomed you.
Hallelujah.
He paid the price.
Right.
But see, that's why I love that. If a man loved me, and do you love him? You have to question that sometimes. You know, and when Kathy's talking like she does it because you don't get weary in well-doing. For in due season you'll reap if you faint not. If you go back to Faith the Facts this week, you hear me talking about that. Don't get messed up with a little word called time. See, because God is timeless, and let me help you, so are you. Now, in this world, we have time. It's called a 24-hour day, and I understand that. But, I mean, when I pray for something, when I pray, I believe that I receive. Mm-hmm. Not when I get it, not when I see it. I said that on the Faith the Facts. But when I pray, you see. Now, how do you know God's going to answer you? I keep his word. And then he says in St. John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide. And it's a visit. You shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. By doing that, then the joy of the Lord just stays forever in the midst of terrible times. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard people say this during the Christmas holiday. Some people really get depressed. Why? And I understand, maybe someone's went home to be with the Lord. It could be
they
your first Christmas.
They missed their loved ones.
You know, let me just say this, and I don't mean this in a wrong sense. If you had a loved one that went home to be with the Lord, even though nobody wants them to go, yeah, naturally, you want them to stay here. It's just common sense. But let's think about the person that went home to be with the Lord. Do you know how good a time they are having? Do you realize that they're not locked up in this sin-sick world anymore? Mm. You ought to rejoice in that. No, you're going to miss them. If you did miss them, something would be wrong with you. But when you understand, hey, like all my family, all my immediate family, they're all gone. I am the last Duplantis. Like that movie, The Last Mohicans. You know, I say, I am. But, you know, I'm not, I don't get sad because they're not here for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, because I know where they are. And I know the wonderful time that they're having. And it's such a, and when you think that, you comfort yourself with that. That's the comfort of the Holy One. Who guides you in all truth. I think sometimes that the Holy Spirit will make us, or put a thought in our mind to make us remember your father or your grandparents or your cousins who have went home to be with the Lord, or wife or baby or whatever. I don't know, you know. All I'm saying is you can live in comfort in the midst of a sin-sick, sorrowful world if you just love the Lord and keep his word. And keep his commandments. I think this is a good boardroom chat.
I love it.
What do you think?
I love it. And, you know, people watch from all over the world. They just love these chats. I love the testimonies that came in this week. Someone from South Africa was watching on YouTube. Maybe you're watching again today. It says, watching from South Africa, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all these teachings and the great teachers that help us to develop our faith on a daily basis.
Praise God.
And this one says, blessings from Finland. And Annette says, blessings from Norway. And then this one from Vicky says, I find myself checking constantly for new boardroom chats. I even went back several years and watched the older ones. I just can't get enough of the messages and the word in a non-traditional format and in bite-sized pieces. Learning is fun with you both. I love that.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, this is number 294 that we've been doing. So, honey, you got a lot of, Vicki, you can go back and look at a lot of good stuff.
Bunch of, man, I mean, I even younger a couple of years ago. I got to go back there and look and see myself.
I don't think they care about how young or how old or how fat or how skinny you are. I think they care about what you're saying.
Speak for yourself, pale face.
Trying to be nice.
Okay.
Pale face. Pale face. That's a Lone Ranger.
I heard Jerry Savelle used to say it all the time. Speak for yourself, pale face.
Yeah, Tonto. Okay. Randall says, hey, Jesse, I think you're the best preacher.
Did you hear that?
I'm going to say it again.
You say it again, baby.
I heard it.
Oh.
You really want to hear it again?
I believe that's a word of knowledge. A prophecy.
What?
Go ahead, say it again.
Randall says,
slowly.
Hey, Jesse, exclamation point.
Yes.
I think you're the best preacher, period.
Come on, Jesus. Hey.
You should have had another exclamation point there. Anyway, it goes on. Everything I have heard from you has been joyful, happy, and likable, exclamation point. You have a great way of explaining things. I think that's really true. You have insight into
hallelujah
the things of God and
read
a way and a level that's...
Read it one more time. It makes me feeling good.
Hey, Jesse.
It's starting to look a lot like Christmas. So read it one more time.
Okay, Randall says, hey, Jesse.
Hey, Randall.
I think you're the best preacher.
Come on, man.
Everything.
Woo.
Everything.
Come on.
Everything. I have heard from you has been joyful, happy, and likable. You know, that's a great thing to just pause on, think about that a lot. Jesus was non-traditional. People flocked to him.
Babies,
to
children.
To hear
loved
from
it.
Him. And he, of course, he brought healing, ministered to the needs of the people, but they heard him say so many amazing things, and their lives were changed. So it's important that we, especially during this season, remain, keep a joyful, happy, and a likable spirit, because we want people to fall in, we've fallen in love with God, and we want everybody else to fall in love with him as well. And that, of course, we have said it again, but I'm going to say the last part of Randall's comment says, you have a great way of explaining things.
Do I really? I guess I do. I don't know. I just see what the word says, and I like to read in between the words or in the cracks. I like to get it all. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Like if I don't eat a lot of sweets at all, but usually we'll have a cake or something, you know, on Christmas. And Kathy gets so mad at me because I just cut. I don't try to cut it perfect. I just get me a chunk. I'll take my spoon and Kathy go, what's the matter with you?
I know why you do that.
Why do I do that?
Because you could say, I didn't eat a piece of cake. Because he just puts his fork in the cake and takes a bite, and then another bite, and then another bite, and then you lose track of how much you ate.
That's true.
Anyway, more testimony.
Let's give Randall a rest. Okay, give Randall a rest. Go ahead.
Joey says, always bless... Joey.
Joey. Okay, Joey.
Always blessed by JDM. I am your partner in NYC, New York City.
Oh, I tell you what. Hey, Joey, I've never seen that that Christmas tree that they put there in New York City in Manhattan. I wouldn't mind going to see that thing.
We've seen it. I've been there. We've been seeing it at once.
Did we ever? I physically saw it?
Oh, yeah, once or twice we've seen it.
No, you must have been some other man, because I don't remember that.
Just trust me on this one. I didn't go there without you. Maybe it's been too long.
But you know, you tell me all the time that I can walk downtown and not see nothing.
Just today in the pantry, he says, Kathy, you need to order me some more of these little pickle juice things. Because he eats a little pickle shot.
Pickle juice.
He works out. He likes to just...
Well, you got to have all that. You got to...
So replenish his minerals, I guess. Yeah. So he says, Kathy, you need to order me some. I said, well, I think we have some in the pantry. He says, he looks in the pantry. Comes out and says, no, there's none. Now, I go in the pantry and I look in there and I said, look at this. There's like at least 48 little bottles of those. I'm talking about, there's cases
of 12. There's a reason for that.
At least 6 cases of 12 in there because I stocked up. Because
There's a reason for that. I can go all the way to New York City and look at it, and I don't even remember ever seeing the tree.
It's like right here.
I can walk right down and just miss it. I came on the set today. I'll give you an idea. I didn't see the Christmas tree. I didn't see the nice whatever they got. What's them things that red looking things that go up and down, whatever that is. I didn't see any of it.
Until, the decorations.
Yeah, I think it was Todd or somebody said, "Hey, it's a decorate." Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff. Sometimes I'm kind of glad I don't notice some things. I'm not going to explain that.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things I can tell Kathy.
But I'm looking at it, how can you not see that? It's like right there. I'm talking like, it's not like way on the top shelf. It's not way on the bottom. It's eye level. Maybe mid-level. You just look right there. There it is.
Okay. Read the other ones.
So he was so happy that he had any because he only had one. I said, you have to tell me. More, when you have more than one, give me time to get something in the house.
But
he's
a good
always
wife,
griping how I'm buying
a good wife will
stuff,
always have the pickle juice.
The pickle juice.
I like pickle juice.
Pickle juice and toothpicks. That's the deal.
Oh, I like it.
Always has to have his pick toothpick.
I got
to
have my toothpick.
Often, sometimes, because I carry them in my purse, and I know you don't care about all this. But anyway, I put it in my purse. And sometimes when we're at a place, I don't want him to use that toothpick because I know he'll like leave it in there for like forever.
Mom. She's always trying to pull it out.
I'll say, I'm going to give it to you, but don't. Just use it for like a minute and then throw it away.
Did I ever kiss you with my toothpick?
I think you tried.
I think I've tried.
It's a failed attempt.
That's a stabber.
Failed
you know?
Attempt. It will not happen.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Let's read some more testimonies.
Yes, let's read some more testimonies.
Wilson says, so blessed with your messages. Thank you. I am praying for a supernatural job in Jesus' name.
What's
thank
his name?
You, Jesus, in advance. Wilson.
Wilson, we set ourselves in agreement with you.
We agree with you.
That you're going to have a supernatural job, great salary, and you'll be happy. Lord, you said if two of us agree, well, me and Kathy are two, Wilson's three, God, you four.
Yes.
Let us know when the job comes.
Yes.
Okay? Do that.
Amen.
Next one.
And do a good job while you're there.
Yeah.
Give it 100%.
Okay. Amen.
Ruth, this is the last one.
Ruth.
It says, "Oh, brother Jesse!" Exclamation point. I don't know what else is coming. Let me. I am
about
watching.
That movie, oh, brother. Oh,
oh brother, where are you?
Remember that movie?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, brother, where art thou? Well, we are losing it today. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that in years. That was hilarious. Don't sing.
Okay.
Don't sing.
Where's that stuff he put in his hair?
The pump.
I don't know what it is.
Hair oil, hair cream.
Jelly or something. I don't know.
It was. Cool. Anyway, oh, brother Jesse, I am right watching your message at 5:30 a.m. God got me up through a dream, and here I see confirmation from God through your teachings that he is ahead of me and is waiting for me to receive his blessings spiritually, physically, and financially in every area of my life. Amen.
Well, man, the Bible said in the mouth of two witnesses, let every word be established. Ruth.
That's right. God
gets
his word.
He gives you a dream, and all of a sudden you turn me on, and it's a confirmation of the dream. God's going to do some things. Let me tell you something. I got to go back to St. John 14, verse 23. If a man love me, and boy, do we love the Lord, he will keep my words. I like that. And my Father, I like that, will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, why? Then I go to verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Boy, we have received him. He shall teach you all things. Boy, I like that.
Amen.
I say, I accept that face value and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Then he said, peace I live with you. You know, there's three types of peace. The peace of God.
Right.
The peace with God. And the peace of God. I mean, peace is nothing broken. Nothing missing.
Right, right.
Everything fine. And then you go to St. John 15. I got to read it again. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Boy, I like that. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, I like these things. These things, verse 11, have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full.
I got to read that in the Amplified
Okay,
Bible.
But before you do that, I've had some people persecute me and I just smile. People say, how does he do that? It remains in me.
That's right.
It makes no difference what they say.
It's your nature.
It's your nature. It's the strength. It's the strength of God.
That's so good. It's so true.
What you want to read?
I wanted to read the Amplified Classic, but you read so many. But I'm going to go on verse.
Okay.
Which one should I read? Verse 10.
Okay. John
15.
Yes.
If you keep my commandments, in brackets it says, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live on in it, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and live on in his love. You see, everything Jesus did was in direct obedience to what his Father was leading him
to
say. He spent time in prayer but away from his disciples, and he was always in tune to what God was instructing him to do. He was on assignment every place that he went and to be obedient. He says he only did what his Father told him to do and only said what his Father told him to say. It's not exactly in those words, but in some translations, it just implies. In fact, even in this verse, he says, I've obeyed my Father's commandment to live on in his love. And everything Jesus did was a demonstration of how much God loved people. It was his compassion for the sick. He saw the multitudes. The Bible says that he was moved with compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. This is our wonderful Savior. This is how he was.
Ooh,
and then
Lord.
He goes on to say, I have, in verse 11 in the Amplified of John 15, I have told you these things that my joy and delight may be in you and that your joy and gladness may be full of full measure and complete and overflowing. That's kicking it up like 20 notches. It's really great.
I want you to read St. John 14, verse 26 in the
Amplified.
Yeah. That's about 14, the confidence.
26.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is rich.
This is gonna take this teaching today and just put it all together.
Okay. 26, but John 14, 26, but the Comforter, and then in parentheses it says Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, standby. That's all the description of what that comforter really is.
Amen.
And then it says, comma, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf.
My Lord.
He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, and bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. And then it goes on to say, peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. That was verse 27.
Okay, that's what I was talking about. If a man loved me, he will keep my words. All this, guidance, knowing what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Remembrance of all things. My God.
Remind you of his words so that you can do it.
Everything you can think of. I mean, it's amazing. How can you not be a happy Christian? It's just there.
That's right.
I want you to meditate and concentrate on that all this week until next week when you see us again on a boardroom chat and to understand the magnitude. And I hope, and I believe the Lord had me look at this today, why I am what I am. Why am I a happy man? My good friend came down, Lynn Hammond and Mac Hammond, a couple of 3 weeks ago, whatever it was. And he said a wonderful statement to me. We was eating lunch.
Yeah, just out of the blue.
Out of the blue. He said, Jesse, you are a happy man. Man, I'm saved.
I think he compared it to anybody that he knew. He said, you're like the happiest man I've ever known.
Can I say it? I understand this word.
That was really a wonderful comment.
I really do. Partners, that's why I ask you to partner with me. I don't touch your money at all. You understand? The only other person's money that I touch is hers. Sometimes I say, hey, Kathy, you got $5 and I can use some of that. We don't touch. 100% goes into world evangelism. Why? So people can have what me and Kathy have. Word abiding, joy being full. Even Randall caught it. Glory to God. And what a blessing. I want you to be a partner. This is a giving month. You're giving to other people. I want you to add Jesus Christ into your giving. I want you to be a partner to this ministry. Why? So we can reach more people, change more lives, one soul at a time. If you'd like to do that, and I hope you do, would you go to jdm.org, hit the donate button. You can give what you want, whatever it is. You can use PayPal. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. You can go to the free JDM app and select the giving you want to do. Or you can mail, use the post office and mail in. I'm telling you, 100% goes to, well, I don't have much. It doesn't take much. My God, do you understand what I'm saying? It's one of the most amazing things. Because you see, for God so loved the world, he gave. Why can I say? Because Jesse loved the world, he gave. Why can't I put Harry or Meredith or Stephanie or Kathy or whatever, Chrissy, whatever. See, that's what I'm talking about. I ask you to be a partner. Not just on the December. I'm talking about so we can just reach more people, touch more lives. I know there's a lot of ministers out there doing great things, and I'm glad you're giving to them, and that's a blessing. But this ministry here, and we soon to celebrate 50 years, have never had a scandal. People tried to make us become a scandal. Never. We have been audited. I don't know. IRS says we're clean. We don't do what other people do. And I'm not bragging that. We do what we say. And there's a scripture in the Bible, and I've adopted it for myself. Jesus said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. That's a different translation there than the King James, but it means the same. And I say, Lord, I want that. I only want to say what you say and do what you do. And I can feel the Holy Ghost coming out. I've done that. That doesn't mean I had made mistakes. I've done that. So sometimes when I don't know what to do on a certain how, when, where, I go to St. John 14:16. His spirit of truth will guide me. And he'll make me remember what I need to remember. You know, how many times you've seen that in your church as we go off the air here in just a minute? Do the communion table, usually it's in front of a traditional church. do this in remembrance of me. The reason why I give Kathy something for anniversary, I remember her. Or her birthday, I remember. Remember. I even like Spock. Remember. I'm a Trekkie. I like Trekkie, you know. It's just such a blessing. Have a wonderful week. Kathy, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate seeing you read the scripture and you keep the word of God. And I know that because I see it happening all the time. Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. Thanks for being a partner. Thanks for a wonderful gift to the work of the Lord. Yeah. You'll be blessed today. We love you. See you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.